Hey, 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 what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, with Julie Beasley still out on assignment. You're stuck with just me this evening. And I must say, it's been a long week. Many schools in our region reopened for the year. And we also regressed back into a countywide face covering mandate in Monroe County. Plenty of folks have taken to social media on the subject to share their frustrations, and we are looking to bring Monroe County Commissioner Julie Thomas to the show in the near future to discuss this new health order and learn what it will take to return to our free state. Well, today is August the 6th. Let's take a look back at this week in history. On August 2nd, in 1923, Vice President Calvin Coolidge became U.S. President upon the death of Warren G. Harding. On August the 3rd, in 1852, in the very first intercollegiate athletic competition, Harvard defeated Yale in a boat race. On August the 4th, in 1821, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly newspaper. It is currently published every other month, and is based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And on August 5th, in 1914, Cleveland, Ohio became the site of the very first electric traffic light to be installed in the United States. And on August 6th, 1787, 60 proof sheets of the United States Constitution were delivered to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And our celebrity birthday, former NCAA and NBA basketball superstar David Robinson, the Admiral, celebrates birthday number 56. Today on the show, we welcome newly appointed Executive Director of the Brown County Playhouse, Amanda Webb, our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon, and the music of Jeff Cannon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to us by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, online at asbofindiana.com. Now here's what's happening. Indiana conservation officers are investigating after the body of 29-year-old Ambachu Nigatu of Plainfield, Indiana, was recovered from Monroe Lake. Nigatu was swimming with family off the beach of Fairfax State Recreational Area when he went missing. Family checked on the surrounding area and then called 911. Emergency personnel performed a search until a member of the Monroe County dive team found Nigatu in 6 feet of water, unresponsive, and then he was pronounced dead on the scene. The investigation is ongoing. The exact cause of death is pending autopsy results. The Monroe County Board of Commissioners voted to enact a new health order and regulation from the Monroe County Health Department mandating face coverings to be worn over an individual's nose and mouth in all indoor public places, regardless of vaccination status. In addition, businesses will be required to post signage regarding this mandate, which went into effect on Thursday, August the 5th. Fox Booker, the 38-year-old Bloomington man that claimed to have been beaten and then threatened with the use of a noose during the 4th of July weekend in 2020, has had felony and misdemeanor charges waged against him for that same incident. Booker's original story went viral and achieved national attention, which erupted further protests during a summer of widespread accusations of racism. The incident occurred on private property adjacent to Monroe Lake, in which Booker found himself arguing with the invitees of a holiday gathering. A temporary drawdown of Criffey Lake began Monday, August 2nd, in order to provide a clear view of the shoreline and lake bed for those considering bidding on the Griffey Lake Loop Trail and Accessible Fishing Pier project, one of seven approved bicentennial bond projects announced back in 2018. The Griffey Lake project is accepting construction bids through Friday, August the 20th. Pumps are currently operating near the dam to lower the water level in Griffey Lake by approximately 4 feet so that those attending a pre-bid meeting on August 9th can evaluate the shoreline in order to complete their bids. The water level at Griffey Lake will then be allowed to return to normal. Just 6 weeks after severe flooding rendered its headquarters uninhabitable, the Bloomington Fire Department's new temporary headquarters at 226 South College Avenue is fully functional. The operations were relocated among several other stations after Station 1 sustained flooding in both the basement and the ground floor during the extreme weather event we had in mid-June. No disruptions to fire response times occurred as a result of the station relocation. And since 1995, Melanie Walker has served as the president and CEO of TASIS Corporation, a Bloomington-based division of the Tsuchiya Group. She was the first woman president of a Japanese company in the Western Hemisphere. This past week, she died unexpectedly at the age of 62. Walker served on several economic boards, including the BEDC, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, and the Indiana Innovation Council. Additionally, she was a member of the Indiana University Board of Trustees. Her accomplishments were too many to mention, and she will be greatly missed. Thoughts go out to the loved ones of Melanie Walker. We'll be back in just a minute with more of What's Happening. You're listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Storm clouds on a windward sky rolled out like searching eyes to find the one they lost and make it right. And oh, how I saw your hand reach out to understand and to write the words to bring us.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Skip Daly here, and that was the music of Jeff Cannon. Our community update is brought to us by the world-famous, family-friendly Porthole and the gem of Lake Lemon. The Porthole features amazing food and outdoor live music, including every other Tuesday, they host the Bloomington Blues Jam. Closed for the 2021 swimming season is Mills Pool, which is being drained and prepped for the winter. Bryan Park Pool has adjusted to back-to-school hours this week, Saturdays and Sundays only, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. through September the 5th, and a final day, Monday, September 6th, which is Labor Day, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. again. The Community Foundation Switchyard Park Plaza spray pad will remain open from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily, as the weather allows. And this week we are joined by none other than the amazing Amanda Webb out of Brown County. Now, Amanda featured your music in the past, but this time we are featuring your new career. You have been named, well, I'm not going to spoil it. Go ahead. Tell us.
I'm so excited. I am the new executive director of the Brown County Playhouse. I'm so, so excited. This is like my dream job, I think, other than being a touring musician. This is my dream job, you know, in a renewal of life. And I love it. I love this county. I love this community. I love this town. I love this playhouse and all the creative, wonderful things that are going to happen now. So, yay!
Well, I suppose we should just start off with a heartfelt congratulations. And we are very excited for you and for the possibilities of what you will bring to the Playhouse. But Before we get into all of that, talk to us about exactly what the Brown County Playhouse is, in case there's someone living under a rock and is not familiar with it.
Well, historically, it was a partnership between our county and IU. And IU brought it out in the 50s. They would bring summer stock theater that would be open for 4 or 5 months, running really wonderfully skilled productions and plays and have a great season, and then it would be closed. Well, about 10 years ago, IU built their huge new theater program and their huge new buildings, and they decided that this project in Brown County wasn't something they wanted to focus on anymore. So they transferred the property and the running of the playhouse and all of it back to the county. The county had then created its own nonprofit, and that nonprofit, the Brown County Playhouse, owns the building and creates its own programming. And over the course of those last 10 years, we have experimented with a number of different things that we want to bring to the community. And I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do now. I have some ideas. I have a lot of ideas. I'm going to see where we're at. For now, the current director has already programmed the rest of this year and a lot of next year. So I'm going to be taking over mechanically the reins in October. But most of it has already been set, so I won't get to put my own fingerprint much on it until probably the 2023 season when it comes through.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that fingerprint. In order to better understand perhaps where you might take the theater moving forward, let's understand a little bit about you, Amanda Webb. What's your background? How did you get involved in theater? And what qualifies you for this position?
Great question. You know, I told the board when I went, we had very long, extensive interviews. And I told the board when we were interviewing, finally at the end, I said, I have a very long list of seemingly unrelated experiences that all appear to converge right here at the Playhouse. So if you look back at my background, I'm a classically trained musician. From when I was very young, I trained as a vocalist mostly, and also as a pianist. I went to IU. I graduated. From that point, got married, and my husband's from here. So he moved us out, and I've had to learn how to live in a small community because I'm originally from Washington, D.C. So moving to a small community, understanding what it is and learning it, that was a big learning curve for me. And I definitely burned myself a few times, stuck my foot in my mouth. It can be easy to do, but it's a small town, right? Things go around. But I've learned a lot of good lessons about community politics there, and I'm super rooted. So beyond that, I've had business experience running our own businesses. I've had to run my own teaching studio. I've been mostly self-employed teaching and running my own band. So I've had all the booking experience, all the experience working with venues, all the contract experience, all the knowing what's a good venue, what's not a good venue, business experience, doing the bookkeeping for our family's auto body shop. I get the numbers. I understand the spreadsheets and the boring stuff as well as the exciting stuff. My husband and I are also landlords. We've developed a number of rental properties. It seems to be the popular thing to do. I don't know. Everybody seems to have a rental house these days. Do you have a rental house? Yep, you should have one. Everybody's doing it. But I've got that. And so having to deal with, you're on call 24 hours a day. And by the way, I've got a leak and you need to come here and it's 11:30 at night. Yeah, I get that. We've been there, done that.
Well, that seems like good experience. The landlord thing will probably come into play a lot more than you would even imagine over at the
building
theater.
Maintenance. I know, right? I've heard some stories already.
Well, you've told us about a little bit about the history of the Playhouse. You told us a little bit about your background. Let's talk about the Playhouse physically. Now, it is located right there downtown Nashville, Indiana, and it is quite intimate. How many seats do you have in there?
I believe it's about 450 seats, and they are nice, cushy seats. We're not talking stadium seats here at all. It's nice, cushy seats. It's a really lovely, small venue. And we continue to update things. So as we move forward, we've been able to get some nice grants to improve the electronics and the mechanics. And I think there's more to improve. But as far as it goes, it's nice. It's not a super tall building. It doesn't have fly space like a lot of extended theaters do. So it's, you're not going to do big, big productions in there. But yeah, you can do a nice, a good run of a small production.
All right. We're going to get a little bit more into what types of events that the Playhouse is familiar with having. And we're going to look a little bit more into the calendar for the rest of this year and talk about what you have in the mix for 2021. You're listening to What's Happening right here on the South Central Indiana News Network with our guest, the incoming Executive Director of the Brown County Playhouse, Amanda Webb.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Switch on my back as I lie here awake. Ah, look out, the trade winds are blowing. My days here are numbered, so now is the place. It's last call, soon I'll be going. Well, I may go.
And we're back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. And that was the music of Jeff Cannon. We're featuring him all month long. And back with us for a little more interrogation is our good friend Amanda Webb. Now, you know her, you love her as a local musician. This time, we're getting to know you as your new career evolves. You've been named the executive director of the Brown County Playhouse, and that is exciting news for both you and the community at large. And we were talking about a lot of your background and a little bit of the history of the Playhouse and how it originated as an Indiana University project, and now it's been turned over to the community. We're going to talk now about typical types of shows that one can find at the Playhouse.
What we're trying to develop and what is most exciting to all of us here is our budding community theater. So we're going to be doing a lot with community theater and involve, and that would include anyone who's living in Bloomington. If they feel like they want to, you know, drive out and join us, they're welcome to, and we'd love to have you. So anyone wanting to get involved with that can contact Mark Stoley. He's kind of heading that up for us, and subscribe to his email where he's going to kind of throw out all the information on auditions or when shows are and what things are going on. Theater Brown County, but you have to spell it with an R-E. Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, Theater Brown County.
All right, so Amanda, we're going to go ahead and put that email address up on our Facebook page, and we'll announce it later as well here in the show.
All right, so that's one thing. Just in really broad strokes, community theater, we've got some great productions from Jen Christie and Eric coming out with One Pulse Productions. They've got a great run of shows. They're doing Respect, which is R&B and soul music. They've got Margaritaville, which is an all new show, very Jimmy Buffett. They're going to do an acoustic, Jen and Eric acoustic thing, which I'm sure should be intimate and exciting to see for everyone. And then also they're doing a Hall of Fame. And in the middle of all of that, there is Tyler Christopher coming with The King. He's going to do an Elvis tribute show. So lots of great stuff from One Pulse, lots of great community theater, and something really big on our list. It's going to be cast soon. So if anybody's interested in auditioning, they should check out the Theatre Brown County email. COVID the Musical, all about our resilience and how we've been able to pass through some really hard times of COVID and come out the other side. So COVID the Musical is a big thing happening in November by Ashton Wolf.
All right. So what I'm hearing is you've got a lot of community theater coming up. You've got a lot of music productions coming up. And you've got an original production called COVID, which sounds interesting, sounds intriguing. Although I want to distance myself completely from it, you realize.
Yeah, fair enough. Please, distance. And one other thing I did want to highlight as well is we are having our first annual Chamber Music Festival, Chamberfest Brown County. And that is coming up right in the middle of August, August 21st. And beautiful, wonderful, great classical chamber music. And the Brown County Playhouse is going to host the extraordinary and wonderful Pacifica Quartet. They are, if you don't know anything about them, they're phenomenal. It's going to be a show you're going to wish you have seen. They've won Grammys. These people are top notch. They used to be artists in residence at the Met in New York, and now they're artists in residence here at IU. So for our classical lovers, check that out for sure.
All right. So I'm hearing community theater. I'm hearing pop music. I'm hearing rock music. I'm hearing classic music. I'm hearing original plays. Do you have national productions coming through? Do you have any national musical artists coming through? Or are you focusing mostly on the local? And the other question I'm going to follow up with is, what about comedy? What about dance? What about other genres of entertainment?
For the rest of this year, kind of highlighted what we've got going on, and it's a mostly local. However, for next year, we are really wanting to break out, diversify, find some national acts to come through. At this point, we haven't finalized or announced anything, but I'm excited. I can't say anything, but we've got a few surprises, and so look out for that. It's going to be really, really interesting and very diverse. We want to see some more dance. We want to see. And if anybody has suggestions of things that they're interested in seeing, like, hey, could you get these guys at the Playhouse? We'd love to do a show like that. Please email us at info@browncountyplayhouse.org. Because we want to hear what you want to see.
All right, we're going to have you repeat those emails at the end of our show again, and okay, we'll also put those out on our social media so folks can really get involved. Now, you're talking about some national acts. Do you guys have a good relationship going with the Brown County Music Center?
That is not something we want to compete with. So yeah, we're going to work in tandem with them to make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to draw away from that. We want to support the Brown County Music Center, and we have a great working relationship with them right now. So anything that we do is not going to pull away from the Brown County Music Center, and we don't want to compete with the bars in town either. So if we're going to do a big music act, you know, we want it to be something that they can get behind and they can get involved in as well. As a town, we're very interested in coordinating all of that, including with the schools, because the schools have their own agenda and things that they want to do, and we want to pull in more of the families as well into the Playhouse. And if they're at the schools, they can't be attending the Playhouse. So we want to make sure that as a community, we're working all together and bringing in the tourists as well.
And you talked about schools. Do you have educational opportunities for children as well?
We will have more. Every year in the summer, we have a 2-week kids camp. It's a fantastic camp. The kids love it. I don't know how many kids they can take, but this year I think it was about 30 kids. And they do 2 weeks of training and then they have a big show at the end, which is fantastic because to be able to perform in a venue like that with lights and sound and, you know, all the makings of theater, you just don't have that everywhere you go, especially for kids. So we're happy to offer that. And I'm really hoping that in the next year, we can do more workshops, more theater workshops, pull from the universities that are surrounding areas, do workshops on theater, do workshops for music. I'd love to see some more poetry come into the Playhouse. So we're going to continue to ask those questions and hear what people have to say. And then we want to deliver what the community is really looking for.
Well, as with any entertainment venue, you've had to get creative and find new ways of reaching folks and finding new ways of getting folks in. Hopefully, moving forward, we will have a little bit of progress in relation to our health emergency and folks will feel more comfortable coming out. And it seems like you've got a really good base to build upon of shows moving into the fall and going into next year. And hopefully all those wishes that you have for your venue will be able to materialize. Now, you were talking about the lights and the sound a little bit ago. It probably takes a whole lot of folks that are excited about what you guys offer to make this happen. Talk about your staff and potentially volunteer opportunities for people.
Yeah, we operate on a skeleton staff. We mostly survive on volunteers. We could not exist or put on the productions or see things through without our volunteers. We have the best volunteers in the world. We love them. Thank you. If you're listening and you're a volunteer, you're amazing. And we're so appreciative of you. But we could always use more. There's never enough volunteers. And there's so much work to be done. And if there is something that you're talented in, and you think that you could contribute in some way, in some capacity to the Playhouse, we could use all the help we can get. And you can also email info@browncountyplayhouse.org to let us know, hey, I'm here to help and this is what I'm good at. Or, hey, I'm here to help. I just want to come usher. Or I'm here to help and I can work in the concession stands. Anything you can do, let us know. We'd love to get you involved.
Now, another question I have is if folks are interested in putting some kind of production on in your theater, is there some kind of system to rent the theater out or to work out some financial agreement?
Yeah, absolutely. And if that's something you want to do, let us know. Again, email info@browncountyplayhouse.org. We are always looking for acts or ideas. Let us know if you want. I don't know that there's been a wedding there yet, but I'm waiting for somebody to rent the Playhouse for a wedding and get married on the stage. I think that if I had it all to do over again, that would be a really cool way to go.
Could always renew your vows.
Yeah, right? Could. And my husband just lost his wedding ring. So, you know, that's a thing, right? So we should do
all
that.
All of America is aware of this now. Now, Amanda, what else is it that you'd like to share real quickly about the theater? We're going to wrap things up here. What else do you want to tell people?
I would like to address the fact that our COVID response is really strong. We're doing everything we can to keep our patrons safe. And I wish and hope that you would feel comfortable and safe coming to our Playhouse and seeing our plays. Come and see us. We'd love to see you. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Now, one more time, go ahead and tell us the URL so folks can find you online.
Okay. We are browncountyplayhouse.org.
Go ahead and tell us those two emails that you told us earlier. One was info@browncountyplayhouse.org.
And then also to get involved with the community theater is theaterbrowncounty@gmail.com.
All right, now spell theater for us.
Yes, theatre. Got to spell it correctly, R-E.
So that email one more time is?
TheodoreBrownCounty@gmail.com.
TheodoreBrownCounty@gmail.com. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us, but I've got a quick surprise before you leave. In about 15 or 20 seconds, we're going to be playing a snippet of one of your songs, Jeffro's Blues. Go ahead and lead us in to your original music, Jeffro's Blues, as it begins.
Ooh, this is Jeffro's Blues by Amanda Webb Band.
She took every little piece of my heart, and she wants more.
We'd like to thank Amanda Webb for joining us today. We'd also like to thank our friends over at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And Jeff Cannon is our featured musician of the month. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us Fridays as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.